Welcome to the Saguaro Minute, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. I'm your host, Kimmy Eisel. Today, I'm here with David Yetman, writer and researcher of Northwest Mexico, specifically indigenous people and columnar cacti. David Yetman is also the host of the HDTV program In the Americas. Talk to me a little bit about your research with columnar cacti and what interests you about those species.
Back in the 1960s, I somehow managed to wind up spending a lot of time with the Seri Indians who live on the Gulf of California in Sonora. For them, their most important plant was a columnar cactus. It's called the cardon or cardon sabueso. And without that plant, the Seris could never have survived. The fruits gave them liquid. The seeds gave them nourishment. I later on started doing field work with the Mayo Indians, and their most important plant was also a columnar cactus, the organ pipe cactus. After that, I spent several years with the Wadihio Indians, and their most important plant is a columnar cactus. And then finally, of course, I found out that for the Tohono O'odham, the saguaro was their most important plant. So I think I'm onto something here. I mean, this is really heavy stuff.
So what are some things that run in common in terms of how people have used columnar cacti throughout the Americas?
Cacti all produce edible fruit, some better than others. But if you go to southern Mexico, which is probably the evolutionary place where the columnar cacti first developed in great varieties in Mexico, probably 25 to 30 species, all of them have edible fruits. And many of those became principal sources of food and still are. Cacti provide wood, lumber, in a number of places. And these are areas where there aren't a lot of trees that you can use. And because columnar cacti are straight, they could provide beams and straight wood for building houses. It's kind of hard on the cactus population.
What about the ways in which people think about the saguaro? I know the O'odham consider them people. Do you find any stories and ideas about the cacti in terms of human culture?
I haven't found other people who have that strong identification. But remember, the O'odham could not have survived where they did without the help of the saguaro cactus. Their calendar is based upon the flowering cycle, the reproductive cycle of the saguaro. So it is, for them, not just a wonderful and symbolic plant. It is a plant with which they have to be intimately familiar.
What is it about columnar cacti that you love so much?
I have a sort of anti-European bias in some of my work. I'm not one who has ever celebrated, at least in my adult life, Columbus Day as a great day for the Americas. I think part of that relates to my love of cacti, which are native only to the Americas. For all practical purposes, cacti are emblems of the Americas.